Scientists just used some of Earth's worst chemicals to produce battery-grade lithium. Most research on forever chemicals focuses on how best to remove them from the environment. But solutions to tricky problems often emerge from the most unexpected of places, as demonstrated by a new study that redirects these pollutants into tools for extracting precious lithium. In a recent Nature Water study, a team led by Rice University researchers describes a novel way to use spent perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAS, to recover lithium from high salinity brine pools. The team tapped into the fluorine content inside PFAS leftovers, using it to attract lithium from briny water. Remarkably, they were able to collect lithium fluoride at 99% purity, and confirmed that the sample was pure enough to boost the stability and performance of lithium-ion batteries. By thinking about waste as a potentially useful compound, we were able to convert the problematic gag-sorbed PFAS into a valuable metal that can be used in batteries, for example, said Yu Cheng, the study's lead author and a postdoctoral associate at Rice University. Two problems in one: PFAS is everywhere. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, thousands of different PFAS have been used in all sorts of consumer products since the 1940s. These manufactured chemicals take a long time to break down, and researchers have found PFAS in natural sources like soil, wind, and clouds, but also in most human organs and foodstuffs like beer, sugar, and apples. Surveys from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say most people in the U.S. have been exposed to PFAS. Research is still ongoing about the extent to which this exposure could lead to adverse health effects, like increased cancer risk or decreased fertility. On the other hand, lithium is a highly valued resource for a variety of industries, most famously for its use in batteries for mobile phones, laptops, and electric vehicles. Although the element itself isn't extremely rare, rising demand has experts projecting a serious worldwide shortage by the end of 2030. Breathing new life into PFAS, the new method essentially tacks on additional steps to the end of the PFAS life cycle, when the chemical truly becomes an environmental liability. Specifically, the team gathered PFAS-saturated granular activated argon, the filtering material that removes harmful chemicals from firefighting foam. Rather than treating this spent material as an endpoint, the team used it as an input. Fascinatingly, they created a system akin to an electrode using the PFAS-soaked garden scrap and very salty brine containing different elements. When the mixture was rapidly heated up to 1832 degrees Fahrenheit, and then rapidly cooled down again, the fluoride in the PFAS broke apart and bonded with positive ions in the brine. This created new compounds, including lithium fluoride. Even more impressive, this treatment turned the PFAS-laden carbon into non-toxic waste. The researchers then reheated the system to lithium fluoride's boiling point, 3049 degrees Fahrenheit, to separate the lithium from the amalgam. Doing so enabled the team to recover 82% of the available lithium fluoride at 99% purity. Great science from uncanny ideas. Most importantly, the team incorporated the recovered lithium fluoride into lithium-ion battery electrolytes, monitoring how its addition affected battery performance compared to blank cells without the treatment. A month later, they saw clear signs that the batteries with the extracted lithium displayed higher, more consistent capacity. Next, the team compared their method to existing lithium extraction techniques to see whether their discovery could be practically superior. In the paper, they argue that the method has a lower environmental impact and could generate 5 times more profit than other processes. That is an ambitious claim, and independent experts will need time to analyze it. Still, the findings showcase how a slight shift in perspective can create fascinating results. And if the team delivers on their promises, we could truly be killing two birds with one stone. For some of the trickiest environmental and industrial challenges we face,